The exponential fall off of the brightness of supernova 1987A was due to the decay of nickel-56 to cobalt-56 to iron-56, and we give the half-lives of nickel-56 and cobalt-56. If the energy of the fall off of the brightness of the supernova were primarily due to the decay of nickel-56, what fall off in brightness by the end of 300 days would we expect? What if the brightness were due to the energy in the decay of cobalt-56? What would you expect? The actual data showed a decrease in brightness about a factor of 100 after 300 days. So what we're talking about now is supernova 1987, which really opened up the whole field of experimental neutrinos, for example. So what we have is, in the supernova, is that we have nickel-56, which is radioactive, decays to cobalt-56, which is also radioactive, which decays in turn to iron-56, which is stable. And these decays are electron capture or positron decay, both of them. This has a half-life of 6.1 days, the nickel-56, and the cobalt-56 has a half-life, we are given in the problem, as 77.1 days. And so what we want to do is, what fall-off in brightness do we expect at the end of 300 days? Well, first of all, it's not really clear. This is going to be the radioactive decay law. That's pretty clear. We want to use the radioactive decay law with the given half-lives to determine, you know, how much of the material is left. But it's not exactly clear to me what time to put in this in the radioactive decay law. So, because I remembered that the supernova got brighter for a few days, and then it fell off almost exponentially. So I went and looked up some data, which I want to show you, and here it is, and this is sort of too small for you to see the labels. This is the luminosity of the supernova, which is basically the brightness, and this is the time, and this is 0, 100 days, 300 days, and 500 days. So you can see that what happened is true, that the brightness or the luminosity went up for about the first 100 days, and then it tailed off. And then from then on, you see it's an exponential falloff. This is a log scale over here, and this is a linear scale. So if this is a log scale, and you see a straight line here, then that's pretty clear that this is an exponential falloff, just like the radioactive decay law. So I think probably what we want to do is to start at the peak in our case, and say the peak of the brightness is here, and then look and see what the falloff is. This is going to be the end of 300 days, so probably in the radioactive decay law, we only want to put 200 days in, not the 300. And that's not so clear from the way the problem's worded, and I agree about that. Okay, so we're going to put a T of 200 days in the radioactive decay law. So for nickel-56, then, what we have, what we want to find then, is the exponential of minus 0.693 T over the half-life. Okay, we know that, so it's going to be minus 0.693 times 200 days, we said, for the time. The half-life of nickel-56 is 6.1 days. Now, all we want is the change in brightness, so that's why I haven't put the N. Basically, the N and the N sub 0 is what we're finding the ratio of. So when I calculate this exponential, I get 1.4 times 10 to the minus 10. So that because of the half-life being 6.1 days, the nickel-56 really decays pretty quickly. There's almost none of it left then at the end of 200 days. Now let's do the same thing for the cobalt. The only thing that's going to be any different for the cobalt is the half-life. So I can go directly to the second step here, which is minus 0.693 times 200 days over 77.1 days. And notice I didn't say it before, but I left this in days because I knew I had the half-life in days. that unit cancels that unit, so we're left with a dimensionless exponent here for the exponential. This then is 0.17. So this says in this 200 days that the brightness falls off about a factor of 10. Clearly, this is not correct. So the brightness is not due to the nickel 56, or the fall off in brightness is not due to the nickel 56 because it decays so much quicker. It's practically completely due to the cobalt 56. And let's go back now and see if that's about right. We got about a factor of 10, and so we see here's where it is at the end of 300 days. We're about right here. Here's where it was at the beginning. From here to here is about an order of magnitude, so you see that's about right. It went from, well, certainly from here down to here, if you went along through here, it would be exactly due to the 77.1 days. So it looks like our conclusion is that it's due to the cobalt 56 is correct.